All right, so you're interested in the boring company. Well, we're diving deep today into a WebPro News article from December 7th, 2024. It's called "Can the Boring Company Revolutionize Transportation?" Pretty big question, huh?
Yeah, are they changing the game or just digging really expensive holes?
That's what we're here to figure out.
It's funny though, because they've already got something that's up and running.
Oh, you mean the Vegas Loop?
Exactly. And it's making money, like real money.
It is kind of crazy to think about how this whole thing started with a tweet. I mean, remember back in 2016, Elon Musk was all over Twitter complaining about how bad traffic was in LA.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, "I'm going to build a tunnel boring machine and just start digging." Most people, myself included, thought he was
It
joking.
did seem a little out there.
Totally. But less than 10 years later, boom, there are Teslas zipping people all over the place under Vegas.
Wild, right? And this article throws out some pretty eye-popping numbers. $75 million in annual revenue, 28,000 passengers every day, something like 150 Teslas running in the tunnels.
Wow.
And get this, 90% customer satisfaction. Plus, they actually turned a profit in their first year.
That's amazing, especially for a brand new transit system.
Almost unheard of.
So, what's the magic formula here? Because the article also mentions a quote from someone on X. I think they were saying that the Vegas Loop isn't using some crazy new technology. It's literally, and I'm quoting here, just human drivers in regular Teslas.
Crazy, right?
It makes you wonder, is that the secret? Just keeping it simple.
Could be. I mean, it's definitely a different approach than what we usually see with transportation projects. You know, everyone's always trying to come up with the most high-tech, complex solution.
Right, and those projects always seem to take forever to actually finish.
Oh, for sure. Decades sometimes.
Exactly. But the Boring Company, they seem to move at warp speed. This article talks about how they want to build out 68 stations in Vegas. 68 plus 87 miles of tunnels. They're basically saying, we want to get you anywhere in the city in under 5 minutes.
Ambitious is an understatement.
It is, but you think it's actually possible.
Well, they've got this not-so-secret weapon, this tunnel-boring machine they call Proof Rock.
Proof rock.
Yeah, like the poem. Anyway, this thing can dig a whole mile of tunnel per week.
Seriously, that's
Totally,
incredible.
like exponentially faster than anything else out there. Plus, they're cutting costs left and right. Like, they've standardized the tunnel sizes, which I guess helps speed things up.
Yeah.
And they're even using the dirt they dig up as construction material.
Oh, that's smart. Reduces waste, helps the environment.
Totally.
Okay, so they can dig fast, they can dig cheap. But why tunnels in the first place? What's the big advantage of going underground?
Well, think about it. Weather's a non-issue underground. Rain, snow, heat waves, doesn't matter. Plus, they're super safe during earthquakes. And, you know, above ground space is valuable.
Yeah.
Moving transportation underground frees all that up.
No more giant highways cutting through cities. No more ugly elevated train tracks.
Exactly. And the article actually quotes Musk on this. He says tunnels let you create these economical, layered transportation networks,
Yeah.
ones that you can just keep adding to over time.
Okay, I get that. But does it really count as mass transit? This article keeps mentioning this point-to-point thing, which makes it sound more like, I don't know, a fancy taxi service.
You've hit the nail on the head. That's actually one of the big debates around the Boring Company. Point to point means you get a direct ride to where you're going, no stops along the way.
Right, like a personalized subway.
In a way, yeah. And it's obviously efficient for the passenger. But some experts are saying, hold on, it doesn't have the capacity of a real mass transit system.
You mean like a subway with bigger trains and everything?
Right. Like, it might work great in Vegas, which is super spread out and mostly focused on entertainment. But could it handle a city like New York?
Or Tokyo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Places with crazy high population density.
I mean, they are relying on human drivers and these Teslas, which aren't exactly huge.
That's a big point of contention for the critics. They're saying, look, you're limited by how many people you can fit in those cars and by the fact you need a person to drive each one.
Right. So, how do you get to true mass transit scale with that setup? Good question.
It is. But to be fair to the Boring Company, their argument is that their flexibility is actually a good thing.
Oh, interesting. How so?
Well, they say their stations can be super tiny, like as small as two parking spaces.
Seriously.
Yeah, which means they can build a much denser network with way more access points. And if demand goes up, they say they could just adapt and build bigger stations. So it's more about weaving this network throughout the city rather than relying on a few giant hubs.
That makes sense. It's a different way of thinking about it. But okay, let's talk safety for a second. Because honestly, the thought of zooming around underground in a Tesla makes me a little nervous.
I get it. It sounds a little wild at first. The Boring Company's been pretty upfront about the safety measures they've got in place. Those Teslas, they've got top safety ratings. The tunnels themselves have fire suppression systems, emergency exits. There's a central control center that's monitoring everything 24/7. And, you know, to top it all off, they got the Gold Standard Award for Security from the Department of Homeland Security.
Wow, so that's like the top award, right?
Pretty much.
Okay, that does make me feel a bit better. But now I'm curious about something else. The article mentioned this connection between the Vegas loop and Elon Musk's, you know, whole Mars thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not really seeing it.
Ah, okay. Well, that's where things get really interesting. Remember Prufrock, the tunnel boring machine?
Yeah.
It can do this thing called porpoising. Basically, it can launch into the surface and then reemerge somewhere else without having to dig a giant trench. Kind of like, well, a porpoise.
Wait, so it pops out of the ground?
Yep. It uses hydraulics and thrusters to control its vertical movement.
Wow, that's pretty clever. But why would you need to do that on Mars?
Well, Mars is not exactly a friendly place.
You mean like the radiation and stuff?
All of that. Extreme radiation, crazy temperature swings, the chance of a meteoroid hitting you. Building habitats underground makes a lot more sense. It's much safer.
Okay. So Prufrock could actually be used to dig out those Martian habitats.
That's the idea. That porpoising ability would let it quickly create underground spaces and even connect them all with tunnels without needing to excavate like crazy.
So wait, the Boring Company isn't just trying to change transportation on Earth. They're thinking about building cities on Mars.
It's a pretty wild thought, right? It kind of makes you realize how all these innovations can connect. Sometimes the solution to one problem ends up being useful in a totally different area.
That's a great point. It makes you wonder what else this technology could be used for. We might just be scratching the surface here. But for now, let's bring it back down to Earth a little bit. We've talked about the successes, the potential on Mars, but there are some real concerns about the Boring Company too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Every technology has its limitations.
Like, remember that scalability issue we were talking about?
Yeah.
Can they really make this point-to-point model work at a true mass transit level? I mean, some experts are skeptical. They think being reliant on human drivers and these relatively small Teslas will always limit how many people they can actually move.
It's a very valid criticism.
Yeah.
And even if they figure out how to move a ton of people efficiently, there's still the environmental impact to think about. Digging tunnels takes a lot of energy, uses up a lot of resources.
Right. Good point. Is there any way to make it more sustainable?
Well, the Boring Company talks a lot about being eco-conscious. Like, they reuse the dirt they dig up for building materials, which is definitely a good step. But I think they need to explore even more innovative solutions. Like, what about using renewable energy sources for their whole operation? That would make a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And something else that comes to mind is accessibility. Tunnels can be tricky for people with disabilities to get around in. How is the Boring Company addressing that?
That's a great question. I mean, accessibility has to be built into any transportation system from the start. It's essential. From what I've seen, they seem to be focusing on ramps and elevators in their station designs, but we need to see more specifics to really know how accessible it is for everyone.
Right, we need to look at the details. It also makes me wonder about the whole user experience. You know, not everyone is going to be thrilled about zipping around underground in a Tesla. Some people might find it claustrophobic.
Absolutely. Public perception plays a huge role in whether a new transportation system succeeds or not. The Boring Company needs to prove to people that this is not only safe and efficient, but that it's actually enjoyable. It has to be a good experience.
So it sounds like there's a lot we still don't know and a lot of challenges the Boring Company has to overcome, even as they expand this Vegas loop. What would you say is the most important thing to take away from all of this?
I think the biggest takeaway is that the Boring Company is making us rethink transportation completely.
They're not afraid to shake things up.
Exactly. And whether they completely revolutionize how we get around cities, who knows? But they've definitely started a conversation. They're pushing us to consider new approaches, new possibilities.
It is refreshing to see a company that's willing to take risks, to really push the boundaries. Even if they hit some bumps along the way, their drive to innovate could lead to some seriously groundbreaking stuff.
Totally agree. And let's not forget about the potential impact this could have on space exploration.
Mm-hmm.
If their technologies can actually help us build sustainable habitats on Mars, I mean, that's a game changer.
It's crazy to think about. All right, I feel like we've covered a ton of ground here. Maybe you should take a little break, gather our thoughts, and then come back to wrap up this deep dive on The Boring Company.
Sounds good to me. So, yeah, pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it really is. But, you know, no technology is perfect.
Girl.
Like, going back to that whole scalability thing we were talking about before, can they actually get to that true mass transit level with this point-to-point system?
Yeah, it's a valid question.
I mean, some experts are saying that, you know, being limited to human drivers and these Teslas that are not exactly, you know, buses or trains,
right,
that it's always going to put a cap on how many people they can move around.
It's a limitation for sure. And even if they do figure out how to move massive numbers of people efficiently, there's also, you know, the whole environmental piece.
Oh, yeah. Digging all these tunnels.
Exactly. It uses a lot of energy and a lot of resources.
Is there any way to, you know, make it more sustainable?
Well, the Boring Company's big on talking about their commitment to, you know, being green.
Yeah.
Like, they reuse the dirt they dig up to make building materials.
Yeah.
Which is good. But I think, honestly, they've got to look into even more, you know, cutting edge solutions.
Yeah.
Like, what if their entire operation ran on renewable energy?
Yeah.
That would be a huge step.
Totally. And something else I've been thinking about is accessibility. Tunnels can be, you know, kind of tough for people with disabilities.
Mm.
How is the Boring Company handling that aspect?
It's a super important point. Any public transportation system, it has to be designed with accessibility in mind from the very beginning. It's crucial.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, they seem to be focusing on ramps and elevators in the stations. But I think we need to see more details to really judge how well they're doing on that front.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, it makes me wonder about the whole experience, too. Not everyone is going to be super comfortable with the idea of, like, zipping around underground in a Tesla. I mean, some people might feel kind of claustrophobic.
Oh, for sure. You know, how the public perceives it, that's going to make or break any new transportation system. The Boring Company, they've definitely nailed the convenience factor. But now they've got to prove to people that this is not only safe and efficient, but that it's actually a pleasant way to travel. It's going to be a good experience.
So it sounds like the Boring Company has some work to do. They've proven that they can make this tech work, but now they need to show the world that it's not just, you know, some flashy gimmick.
That's a pretty fair assessment. They've definitely shaken things up, no question about it.
Okay.
But the real revolution, if it's going to happen, it's still ahead of them.
It's exciting, though, to think about what might be coming next. Like, are we going to see Boring Company tunnels popping up in cities all over the world? Are they really going to help build cities on Mars?
I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But whatever happens, I think the Boring Company has already made a real impact. They've shown us that it's possible to, you know, think differently about transportation. And sometimes the simplest solutions, the ones that seem the most practical, they're the ones that end up pushing us forward the most.
Totally. They've definitely challenged our assumptions, that's for sure. And hey, maybe those Martian city plans aren't so crazy after all.
Well, in this deep dive, we've explored the Boring Company, we've dug into the Vegas loop, and we've even glimpsed the future of transportation, maybe even on Mars. Hopefully, this has given you a better understanding of what they're all about and, you know, the challenges they're up against.
It's definitely given me a lot to think about. Thanks for coming along on this journey.
Okay, so we're back, ready to wrap things up, you know, finish our deep dive into the Boring Company. Man, it's got a wild ride. From those early tweets about traffic all the way to, like, Martian cities.
It's definitely not your typical transportation story. No, not at all. So after all this digging, literally and figuratively, what's the verdict? Is the Boring Company revolutionizing how we get around, or are they just digging really expensive holes?
I think it's more complicated than a simple yes or no.
Yeah.
They've definitely accomplished something pretty remarkable with that Vegas loop.
Mm-hmm.
It works, it's profitable, and people seem to actually like it.
It's hard to argue with a 90% customer satisfaction rate.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. But we also can't ignore those concerns about scalability, you know, and the environmental impact. Can they really make this model work for mass transit on a larger scale? We still don't know.
It feels like they're trying to balance innovation with, you know, actually making something that works in the real world. Remember that quote we talked about, the one from X? Just human drivers and regular Teslas?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of funny, right? Like, that simplicity got them this far, but is it going to hold them back in the long run?
That's the big question they need to answer. If they want to convince cities to buy into this, they need to prove they can handle all the complexities of a truly massive transit system.
Yeah.
And they got to do it in a way that's sustainable.
Right. And we can't forget about the human element. Making this whole system accessible, making it something that appeals to a lot of different people, that's going to be key.
For sure. Because not everyone is going to be comfortable with, you know, the idea of riding in a Tesla underground.
Yeah. Some people might find it a little creepy.
Exactly. So public perception and, you know, just the whole experience, that's going to be just as important as the technology itself. They've nailed the convenience factor, but now they got to work on building trust.
Mm.
They got to make sure it's accessible and comfortable for everyone.
It sounds like the Boring Company is at a turning point. They've shown us that this technology works, but now they got to convince the world that it's more than just a cool idea.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. They've definitely disrupted the industry, that's for sure. But the real revolution, if it happens, it's still to come.
It is pretty exciting to think about what the future holds, though. Will we see Boring Company tunnels all over the place? Will they really help us build cities on Mars? Who knows?
Well, those are questions for another day.
Yeah.
But regardless of what happens, I think the Boring Company has already done something important. They've shown us that it's okay to think differently about transportation. And they've reminded us that sometimes the most practical solutions, the ones that really make a difference, they're the ones that push us to think outside the box.
Absolutely. They've challenged our assumptions, that's for sure. And hey, maybe those Martian cities aren't so far-fetched after all.
Maybe not. Well, we've dug into the Boring Company, explored the Vegas Loop, even peeked into the future of transportation. Hopefully this deep dive has given you a better understanding of what they're doing and, you know, all the challenges they face.
It's given me a lot to think about. Thanks for joining us on this journey. Until next time, keep digging.